Sagawak Wakwasasti and the rest of the Seaway Valley. I'm Reen Cook with a pre-recorded edition of CKL Wednesday at Wotala. We remind you views and opinions expressed by our guests and our callers during Dead of Wotala are not necessarily those of 97.3 CKLN or the Wakwasasti Communication Society. It is a pre-recorded program, so no phone calls will be taken. I will encourage people to phone 613-575-2626 after you listen to the program. If you would like to follow up and get an application, fill that out, get your resume together so that you can be a part of the Creating Your Own Business 6-week project coming up, put together by the Wakwasasti Area Management Board with help from several different resources and businesses and consulting firms from the community of Wakwasasti. It's business plan training. And to talk to us about it as being a reflection of the recent Mohawk Council of Wakwasasti leakage study, we have consultant Larry Garro, and he is actually going to be conducting the program. He'll be running the Creating Your Own Business Plan Training Program. We also have Wakwasasti Area Management Board Business Development Officer Beatrice Johnson and Mohawk Council of Wakwasasti Economic Development Officer Kylie Tarbell. So once again, this program is pre-recorded, so no phone calls will be taken. We're going to turn our attention to Kylie, and Kylie Tarbell is the Mohawk Council of Wakwasasti Economic Development Officer, and Kylie is joining us today to expand a little bit on what the leakage study is, and also we've got a big Buy Local campaign that is underway through the Mohawk Council of Wakwasasti's Economic Development Department. So, Kylie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, taking a look at some of the things that you're working on, Kylie, and of course, the big one is a leakage study. We'll explain what that is. Kylie will take care of that in a moment. Maybe you can start off, Kylie, by talking about the Buy Local campaign.
Sure. Our Buy Local campaign directly stems off of our leakage study. The goal is to encourage people to start thinking of buying local and understanding how important it is for the growth of our community. It's understandable why we choose to go to big box and chain stores because of the lower prices and selection. But if we choose to buy from our local businesses that offer similar products, you are spending a little more, but the benefits are beyond cost savings. We are putting our own money back into our community, supporting our business owners, and this in turn leads to more employment, since our businesses will be able to afford hiring new people.
All right, now looking at the leakage study itself, can you explain to people what a leakage study is? Maybe refresh them on where we went with this, when it was conducted.
Yes. Christopher Thompson, along with Chief April Adams Phillips, Chief Brian David, and Travis Seymour from MNP LLP, came on the radio and discussed this when we first released the leakage study. We currently have the results finalized, and it strongly supports our Buy Local campaign. I just wanted to inform the community we will be presenting the results at the general meeting September 18th in St. Regis. Everyone's welcome to attend. Will also be released in the Indian Times, and we will be back on the radio to present all the data. I'd like to just recap on, you know, the purpose and the reason for the leakage study. Mohawk Council received funding by the Provincial Ministry of Aboriginal Affairs for the leakage study. We then hired MNP LLP Consulting Firm, which is the seventh largest accounting and advisory firm in Canada with over 80 locations, and it has 2,500 team members across the country. MNP is working relations with over 800 First Nations, tribal councils, and other First Nation communities. The study was conducted in all three districts through surveys for community members and business owners to calculate household spending and business spending. The whole reason for this was to understand, improve, and strengthen the local economy, identify long-term economic strategies and opportunities to create employment, identify and reduce our economic leakage off the territory, which means to see what we spend our money on and where. And with the results, it helped identify what types of businesses are needed in Wakwasasti, with what Area Management Board's Creating Your Own Business Training is specifically focusing on.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Again, that is Mohawk Council of Wakwasasti Economic Development Officer Kylie Tarbell joining us today as part of our Creating Your Own Business 6-week project that's going to be coming up. And of course, we talked about it off the top of the program. The project is a reflection of the recent leakage study. So discussing business plan training, we will now turn to Wakwasasti Area Management Board Business Development Officer Beatrice Johnson. So Beatrice, interest. Can you tell me how the Akwesasne Area Management Board came into play? I know that you guys had met and there were some discussions following the leakage study, pre-existing businesses, how we can improve those that have been businesses and continue to be a mainstay in our community. B, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, we were having discussions about probably 4 or 5 months ago. Kylie Economic Development and some consultants came in discussing providing business training for people in our community. We ended up discovering that it's actually going to become two streams of training that's going to occur where we have pre-existing businesses that would like to advance their skills. We would like to provide training and development for those people that already have businesses. And then the other stream was for businesses that do not exist yet. And when the conversation led into that, the leakage study was a direct result of that, which gave us a bunch of ideas on how we could develop 12 new businesses within the community that may be able to reflect on that leakage study and hopefully tap into the dollars that are being spent outside of our community. And so that's where it came from. And as conversation went a little further, we ended up discussing how are we going to do this, where are we going to start the project, and after discussion with co-workers back at Area Management Board, we decided let's start a program. And that project or that training program is directly reflecting business or operating a business within the community of Akwesasne. And lo and behold, here we go, Larry Garo. We had started discussions with Larry Garo, and now we've brought him on board to be a consultant for developing this customized business plan training course.
We welcome Larry Garo to the program now. And as we mentioned, Larry Garo is a consultant. And Larry is actually going to be running the program itself, the Creating Your Own Business. It's a business plan training program that's going to be a six-week project. It's actually going to run starting towards the end of September. So we welcome, as mentioned, Larry Garo, a consultant who will be running the program. Sego and welcome, Larry.
Thank you. Like to talk a little bit about the course we're putting together. It's primarily a thorough process for writing a business plan, which is required by the end of the course. We're sure that learning about business planning takes a lot of time and effort, and it needs to be well thought out and prepared because it will have a greater chance for success. And sometimes you may even find that it isn't such a good idea at all. So we've kind of pulled in some input from a variety of people to see what kinds of things would make it particular to Akwesasne in terms of our location, being a border community, and also what are the types of things that current business owners, advice that they could give to new entrepreneurs. And we've come up with a variety of courses that we want to, modules that we add to the basic business plan writing. Some of the things that we're going to include are, of course, computer skills, some of the programs that you need to use, and how to conduct research. We're building in some presentation skills so people feel comfortable making presentations and communicating in a business environment. Some business etiquette things that are involved with that. We'll also look at some management skills like time management and action planning. Look at the importance of customer service, and we could talk about that all day. But we'll also start looking at online marketing and some of the ways that we can be more creative with our businesses. We'll also, of course, be looking at the funding sources and what kind of support that it's provided both on the American side and Canadian side for funding and mentorship and other types of support that the economic development people can provide. And we'll also be looking at each person doing some of their own independent research because I'm sure everybody will have somewhat completely different ideas and may go off on in some different areas. So I'm pretty excited. I've worked in education and training and development and personnel for all my career and been retired for a while. But when B came to me and asked me if I'd be interested in putting this together, I thought it would be a great opportunity to build upon some of my experience working at General Motors and with the school systems here and working on curriculum development to really put something together that they can use this year, but also be able to use in the future. So I'm pretty excited about it. It's hard work, but it's pretty rewarding, I think, and looking forward to working with the 10 or 12 people that we're going to have in this program.
Again, that is Larry Garrow, consultant who will be running the actual business plan training, Creating Your Own Business Program, a 6-week project that's coming up. And as I mentioned, a definite reflection of the recent leakage study conducted by the MCA Economic Development Program. So now we're going to go back to Beatrice, and Beatrice is going to give us a little bit more with regards to the ins and outs of the program, who we're looking for to apply, when they need to do it by, interviews and things of that nature. So, B, who are you actually looking for to apply for the course? Who are you looking to attract?
Our ideal candidates, when you're looking at, people have to be over the age of 18. They have to have a Canadian social insurance number, a member of Mohawk Council of Akwesasne or Mohawk Nation Council of Chiefs. And also, these individuals, we're looking at outgoing personality types. We're looking at individuals that possibly may have had a business in the past and it didn't, you know, pan out, and they're looking at maybe pursuing another business in the future. This may be something where they can actually take the course and say, okay, hindsight 2020, maybe I shouldn't have did it this way. There's another way that we can do this. Also, individuals that possibly have, we'll say, capital. If they already own like a piece of property, or if they own a portion of their home they could use into turn into a business, and they're looking at, they don't know where they're going to go, what they're going to do, what the business is going to be, then this is the perfect opportunity for them to take some time, research a little, investigate what opportunities are out there, and they can develop a business through here. And the people that we're looking at, or the individuals that we're looking at, need to stop by the area management board and fill out an application, bring in a resume, and we will begin the interview process shortly after September 15th at 4 p.m., which is the deadline for applications, and we will go from there. So right now, seating is very limited. We have 12 seats available, and we have numerous agencies and people willing to contribute their time to come and speak to these individuals, help them know and learn a little bit more about what it is and what they can do to run a business in Akwesasne.
Is there any way, for individuals that have their outgoing partner or their executive assistant or something of that nature, would that be recommended for, you know, someone to take the course instead of the actual who's going to be the owner of the business? Or what do you think about that? Or maybe even Larry can answer that for me.
Yeah, I think anybody who's, you know, going to be placed in a position where they're making the day-to-day planning and making the day-to-day decisions, and they may have someone else that's, you know, providing financial backing or looking at the big picture, but certainly this is for the person who's going to do the day-to-day action planning and implementing and paying attention to what their website says and making sure that sales are happening. Those are the people that would be ideal for this. And our goal is to, by the end of it, make sure that they have a plan in place, they have an action plan, and it's ready to be started to be implemented right away. Of course, funding comes into play a lot, and sometimes there's a delay involved, but there are certain things that can be done with the limited amount of funds at the beginning while you're waiting for grants or loans, and those can be done as well. But our goal is, you know, write the plan and let's start moving on it. We're not waiting. We want to get things underway as soon as we can.
Excellent. We see a lot of that in our community over the years. We have built our community on businesses. And, you know, the community supporting our businesses, it's a circle that needs to give and take. So when we have new businesses that are trying their hand at it, we really, really need to come together as a community and support them and try our very best. You know, if it costs a little more for your milk, we appreciate that. You're putting milk and bread on the table for a family here in Akwesaste, and things like that. So it goes around and around. Now, B, going back to you with the specifics of the course, we're looking at, is this a full-time? Is this, you know, in the evenings? Is this during the day? Is it every day of the week? How's that going to work out?
As far as I understand, it's going to be 9 to 3 every day for 6 weeks, starting on September 22nd. And the location of the training is tentatively in St. Regis.
Again, we've got limited seating as well.
Yes, there are 12 seats available. And what we will be doing is we will accept all the applications. And with the applications that are accepted, there will be a group of us that will be working together to decide who the eligible candidates for that period, for this particular course is. And then once that's complete, that doesn't mean we close the door on the other, any extra applications. We may be able to refer them out to economic development, or we may be able to include them in the next round of business plan training. So if this, basically we're running, this is kind of like a draft run. We're going to establish it. We're going to adjust it, tweak it, and see if we might be able to do a really, really good custom course for Akwesaste.
Is there anything else you'd like to add with regards to the specifics?
Make sure your application is completely filled in with a resume and submitted by 4 p.m. on Monday, September 15th.
Okay. And they bring that to the Akwesaste Area Management Board.
Yes. You don't necessarily have to have a business idea as you walk in.
Okay.
If you have a desire, you have an interest, you have the means and the passion to be able to start a business, who knows, by that first week, you may end up doing a lot of research and realizing that this is the business that you want to create after the first week is done. So, or if you come in with a business idea, you may find out that after the first week, that's not the business for you. You want to pursue something else. That's where you need that little bit of leeway, a little bit of freedom. As long as you've got those core personality types, you're outgoing, you're passionate, you're ready to roll, you've got, you know, a lot of desire and drive to develop this business, then these are the things that we're looking for the ideal candidates.
We're talking about, when we're talking about the leakage study, we're talking about millions of dollars that Akwesaste Ono spend outside of the community.
Yes.
That could be something that we could turn into a business for you with the proper guidance. Sounds like we have Larry Garo, who's going to be heading things up. He's very excited about it. Got a lot of experience and very motivated. So, a good way to, get into the swing of things and really advance our community and advance something, create your own career, be your own boss kind of deal even. So lots of different areas that you do need to look at. And like we said, your mind might be one way today and then a week later might be, hey, maybe I'll go in this direction. So that's what we're looking to do. And of course, provide all of these different skills and information as well. So anything else before we let you go?
The neat part about the program too, or the leakage study, is if you were to just sit there and think about every day when you leave work or you go to work or where you go shopping, the amount of money that's being spent out there could be a shop or a business sitting right here in Akwesaste where you can go instead to receive or pick up that stuff. So yes, the possibilities are endless. With the leakage study information being presented during the first week of this business plan training, those people, those candidates in those seats will have an opportunity to see where the businesses are being, the potential is for running a business. Who knows what kind of services are out there and the money can be generated here instead.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Anything on your end, Larry?
I guess probably the last thing I'd like to say is, in looking at people coming up with business ideas, it tends to be ends up being a combination of two things. One is an individual usually finds out that, I'm really good at this particular thing. This is a real strength I have, and not only that, but it's something I love to do. And now those are two of the big qualifications for deciding on what kind of business you want to go into. I don't care if it's fishing, if something. If you love doing fishing and you're really good at it, there's a business out there that you could start. You just need to know how to do it, how to write a plan, how to investigate it, who your target audience will be, where you're going to get your customers, and how you're going to get it started. And that's what this training is all about.
Sounds really, really cool, especially for people that might have been on the fence and, you know, thinking about it. And, hey, this could be the door that's opening for you. Definitely take advantage of it. I was talking with Beatrice before the program, and, you know, very fortunate here in Akwesaste that we have people that work to make sure that our people can work, you know, for the next seven generations, all these different programs and resources that we have, and they pool them together and come up with ideas like this to teach you how to succeed and to help our community succeed and to keep the money here in the territory of Akwesaste with all of these different ideas that hopefully, you know, will end up in a very successful business looking back or looking ahead 20 years from now. You know, thinking about, well, hey, you know, I heard about that on the radio and took them up on their offer and went through the business training course with Larry Garo. And, you know, 20 years later, here I am, business owner, and, you know, you're employing. That's the other thing about it is when we're doing business, you employ a lot of people. There's the economic development. You're hiring people, you know, and those are jobs and those are sorely needed. And people go away to school and they come back and there's nothing for them to do with their degrees. If we put these businesses together and these business plans are successful, then we really actually have something for our young adults to come home to after they've gone and worked so hard at college and university. So anything else on your end, Kylie, before we let you go? Kylie is our MCA Economic Development Officer, and of course, looking forward to coming back on the radio a little later on this month share the leakage study results and numbers and things like that with our community. Kylie?
I just wanted to conclude the leakage study does identify, you know, the gaps that we are missing in Akwesasne, and we, Mohawk Council, Economic Development, the tribe's Economic Development fully supports this training, and we're looking forward to assisting and participating in it.
Thank you so much, all three of you, for joining us today, talking about creating your own business. It's business plan training, a six-week project that's coming up, and it's a project that is actually a reflection of the recent leakage study, and we want to make sure that people who are interested contact the Akwesaste Area Management Board, get over there, get the application, get your resume, and get those things in by the deadline. It's a firm deadline of Monday, September 15th, by 4 p.m., and you have to have your application and resume, everything in there by September 15th. Nyawat Goa, and thank you for doing all you can to help our people here in Akwesaste. Appreciate it. And again, we thank our guests for coming by, consultant Larry Garo, Akwesaste Area Management Board Business Development Officer Beatrice Johnson, and Mohawk Council of Akwesaste Economic Development Officer Kylie Tarbell. We remind you this has been a pre-recorded edition of CKL Wednesday Watalo. If you have follow-up questions, please call 613-575-2626. We remind you views and opinions expressed by our guests and our callers during the Watalo are not necessarily those of 97.3 CKL Wen or the Akwesaste Communication Society. For a pre-recorded edition of Watalo, I'm Reen Cook.